I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road.
We're back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is a big criminal law decision pending in Milwaukee that's going to be announced probably mid-morning, probably right after this show is over. And that's why I want to raise it now, because no one has a crystal ball. We don't know what's going to happen, but let me lay out the facts. It's a very important and disturbing case. In Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, suburb of Milwaukee, part of Milwaukee County, just to the west of the city of Milwaukee, there was a police officer named Joseph Mensah, M-E-N-S-A-H. And Officer Mensah shot three people and killed them within a relatively short period of time, several years. And one of them, at the very end, one of them was a fellow named Jay Anderson Jr., who is sleeping in his car. And Joseph Mensah walked up to the car, and he claimed that Jay Anderson had no gun. Jay Anderson was not threatening anybody. He was sleeping in his car. And Joseph Mensah shot him and killed him. Said something about, well, when he woke up, you know, I momentarily couldn't see his hands or something of that nature. No. There was an investigation. The prosecutors determined not to charge him. He ultimately left the force. He was, believe it or not, he was actually given a lot of money to leave the force, instead of just being fired. And I believe he got picked up out in the department, hired, it may have been the sheriff's department, but out in Waukesha County. But this is a guy that shot three people. Now, police officers have among the toughest jobs in the world. And I can't imagine the danger walking up, say, to a car. You pull them over on a highway out in an unpopulated sort of area. It takes a lot of guts. But at the same time, there is a line that can be crossed. And in this case, the question is, was it crossed? You can't have a guy just sleeping in his car. Guy comes up and shoots him. I mean, you know, and the guy has no weapon. Very similar, quite frankly, although not the sleeping part, to Jacob Blake getting into his car with his three kids in the background, having violated a police order to stop. He should have stopped. I agree. And then pumped seven shots into his back and paralyzing the rest of his life. Enough's enough. And the fact is that the populace, the voters, are not reacting to this. They're apparently willing to pay millions and millions of dollars in settlements, millions of dollars. Big portion of city budgets can go to settlements for this kind of thing. And unless there's a change in the culture with good training, so that an officer absolutely has to be certain that he himself is not in danger and absolutely has to be able to use deadly force. I'm very, very supportive of that. But if there's a couple of people who go up and just shoot a guy while he's sleeping in his car, that's a different story. Now, what is the truth? What happened here? Well, after the district attorneys and the various prosecutors looked at this and decided not to charge, and, you know, it's a very, very tough decision. We have excellent prosecutors. The family used what's called a John Doe proceeding to present it to a Milwaukee County judge to have the judge take a look at it, even though it wasn't prosecuted. And that's an innovation we have in Wisconsin. They don't have it in every state, but it's a very good innovation because it says, okay, if somehow somebody made a mistake on not charging or charging or whatever, you can go in front of a judge and have the judge take a second look at it. Well, this judge was Glenn Yamahiro, whom I know personally. He's a very good judge. And Glenn Yamahiro looked at this and he said, no, I think there is probable cause to believe that Joseph Mensah committed a criminal act in shooting a sleeping man in his car. Glenn Yamahiro said that. Now, what do you do then? Glenn Yamahiro is a judge. He's not a prosecutor. So he appointed two special prosecutors. One of them is a lawyer named Scott Hansen, whom I know well, is an excellent lawyer, very good lawyer. And the other one is the La Crosse County District Attorney, Tim Grenke, I do not know him, but I understand he has a good reputation. And they together did a review of the case. They did a review of what witnesses said. They did a review of all the available evidence. And they will announce this morning on whether or not Joseph Mensa should be prosecuted for killing J. Anderson Jr. Now, why are they doing all this when Glenn Yamahiro, the judge, already said there was probable cause to believe that Officer Mensa had done a bad thing here? That's because probable cause is the standard by which you can bring a criminal action, but you have to win it by convincing a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that that was a criminal act. So these two experienced lawyers, Scott Hansen and the district attorney of La Crosse, Tim Granke, have been retained to make a separate judgment. Can this case be decided beyond a reasonable doubt by a jury? And that's what they are going to announce mid-morning today. I'm glad this is happening. Frankly, with Jacob Blake, that review that was done by state prosecutors and this one and that one, I think I have no confidence in that. If Jacob Blake had been presented to two lawyers of the caliber of Scott Hansen and Tim Granke, and there's many lawyers like that around the state. Everybody likes to make lawyer jokes. They laugh at it. But everybody loves his lawyer when he needs his lawyer. You know, if you need a lawyer, suddenly all the lawyer jokes go out the window. Believe me. So anyway, that's what's happening with Joseph Mensa. Now, if they say that not only is there probable cause to believe that Joseph Mensa committed a crime in killing this man sleeping in his car, but that can be proved beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury, then the question is, who does the prosecution? That'll be up to Glenn Yamahiro, and it may very well be that he will appoint these same lawyers, and especially the district attorney, Tim Granke, an experienced prosecutor himself, to bring the case, although there's nothing to stop him from also adding Scott Hansen or anybody else he wants to that team. Now, what is how does this business of probable cause and reasonable doubt play in? You remember Comey and you remember Mueller, and Mueller took a dive on the Russia investigation, and he basically said there was probable cause to believe that that Donald Trump had obstructed inquiry into it, which is a felony, but that he couldn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. That's a lot of baloney. If a prosecutor thinks there's probable cause to believe that something happened, there'd have to be an extraordinary reason, especially at the profile of what Mueller did, to say, okay, but he takes a pass. He gets a pass. No problem. Well, plenty of problem. Mueller was a Republican. He took a dive. He took a dive, and he deliberately did not follow up on Russia involvement with Trump all over the place. Now, this is not the Mueller investigation. I get it. This is in Milwaukee County, Joseph Mensa. But it's important for you to know what goes on legally when people make these decisions. So it's not the end of the line if a prosecutor says, I'm not going to prosecute something. At least in Wisconsin, we have a John Doe proceeding. And in a John Doe proceeding, a good judge like Glenn Yamahiro can say, hey, no way, Jose. We're going to look at this a little farther. We're going to have a couple of experienced guys look at this thing. So stand by for mid-morning announcement today. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.